Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Our pod squad today, it's News Talk's Laura Donnelly and broadcaster Ciara King are with me to talk about Charlotte Church's kicking back with the Cardiffians.
I've lived in Cardiff my whole life and I feel a deep sense of rootedness here. So does my family.
I'm Cardiff born, Cardiff bred, and when I die, I'll be Cardiff dead.
Yes!
They'll build a little plot in splot in memory of me.
Nice! Over 15 episodes, I'm inviting you to listen in on a series of intimate and special conversations about belonging, working class identity, and the unbreakable bonds of family.
How would you, Laura, describe this podcast to listeners, first of all?
It's quite chaotic. It's Charlotte sitting down with her family telling the story of their lives. And in particular, one episode kind of sounded like a conversation with her best friend that you'd have when you come home from a night out. They're talking about their childhood and stuff. Every episode goes back to life in Cardiff and their early life and stuff like that. So it's kind of Charlotte telling people's life stories through podcasts. So far we've had her dad, her best friend and her mum.
Yeah. First of all, Ciara, Charlotte Church, she's back. I feel I haven't heard about her in about a decade.
Well, she kind of went away for a while. And I think she's been famous, since the age of 11?
That's like, I remember her kind of from my teenage years.
Yeah, of course. And what you'll remember as well is the tabloids did not leave her alone because she got famous at such a young age, voice of an angel and all of that. And then the tabloids just tracked her through every boozy night out, every relationship. She then transitioned from singing opera into the pop world. Didn't really go that well for her. But I've always been such a huge fan of Charlotte Church because I kind of feel like I grew up alongside her.
Yeah, well, she's 38. So she's definitely in our age bracket like this. I just feel I hadn't heard an awful lot about her. Anyway, the podcast.
The podcast, yeah. It's basically Charlotte Church sitting down talking to her family and it's just not that interesting to me. There's little pockets of moments when she talks to her stepdad James Church and her mother Maria Church and then her best friend Kyla Scott. But is it Kayla or Kyla? Kyla. You get little moments of insight into their lives, but I mean, we could all sit down and set up a podcast where we interview our family from all our various different backgrounds. The best thing about this, and I didn't realise how much I liked it, was the Welsh accents.
Yeah, so it's melodic. Fabulous, isn't it?
It was, and that's what kind of kept me listening through the three episodes, because there's three up there now. And it's so melodic and it's so, I loved it. I didn't realise how much I loved the Welsh accent. There you go.
It's funny, Laura, in theory, when we were talking about the fact we were going to chat about this week, I thought to myself, great, Charlotte Church, know a little bit about her from years gone by, always kind of liked her. Great singer and came to fame at a really super young age. So she's going to have great stories. Like she's going to talk about going out and nights out and bouncers and photographers. And I just didn't feel I got a huge amount of that though.
Yeah, you're right. We never really got there. I agree with Ciara saying there's pockets of information. Like her dad is living with a terminal illness and he's really positive. And there's parts of that that are really nice. And her mom had there was some aspects of her life that she went through a lot of struggles. She says she was in a controlling relationship. That was an interesting episode. The best friend, they kind of talked about going out on nights out and how they snuck into clubs.
But that should have been the episode with the crack and the gossip.
But you see, that's it. And there was a little moment where she talked about they went on a holiday to Ibiza together.
Yes.
We've all been on sun holidays with the gals when we were in our, late teens, early 20s, whatever. And she did talk about how she had a bodyguard there. And her best friend was saying it was really annoying because the paparazzi were there and she was trying to like wash her underwear and dry it on the balcony of the hotel room.
I also was thinking, why on earth was she doing that?
But she didn't, well, there's that as well. But she didn't delve into the fact of what it was like to be best friends with Charlotte Church, who was really, really famous at the time. And there was another moment where Charlotte talked, they both talk about, they became young mums in their 20s. And Charlotte talked about how when she had her children, she felt really isolated from her family because she was living in the middle of nowhere. She was currently at the time with Gavin Henson, who was the Welsh rugby player. That was it. Again, there's just little pockets, little moments, little snippets, but nothing has really delved into. And that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear what it was like to be famous from the age of 11, what it was like to deal with the tabloids.
Superstar famous, wasn't she?
Superstar famous, yeah.
It's almost like they got really close to an interesting bit and then pulled it away from us. And I just thought, like, did we need this podcast? Like, who is this of value to? Like, for Charlotte, she is having a great time. But for the listener, I just don't know who will actually listen to 15 episodes of this.
15 episodes? There's 15? Okay, right.
I thought there was only three. Hang on.
No, there's three out
at the minute. So okay, next week, I think she's interviewing her two aunts.
Can I just add on that, right? So the first episode is the dad. Mm-hmm. The second is the best friend. Mm-hmm. And the third is the mother.
Yes.
Now, like, I think if you're Charlotte Church, right, you probably have a couple of A-listers in your phone book you could call for the launch of the podcast.
Well, they're not really selling it to me now, because coming up is her two aunts, mm-hmm. her granddad, a pub landlord, and a dance teacher. So I won't be tuning in.
Yeah. But I suppose what it does do is, and maybe if you're, we were talking about this earlier with the team, like, maybe if you're from Wales or Cardiff, you probably get, maybe,
I think you could be from Connemara, Donegal, Sligo, Dublin. And I think it would be the same thing. It'd be you sitting down with your family members and talking about them and the areas in which they grew up, in the cities that they grew up in, or the villages that they grew up in. There's nothing really that is going to keep me listening. I will say Charlotte Church, she is really warm and she's really funny and she's really interested. But is she really interested because she's talking to her family members? You know?
Yeah, and the place, they're listing out the places and they mean nothing to the likes of us. And like you said, would it mean anything to anyone? And one question she asks everyone is, what was your birth like? And her dad said, I don't know, I was a baby.
Actually, that struck me this morning too. I was thinking, I must go back and ask my mum now, because I hadn't a clue.
But if anything standout happened, like, in that time, you've been told, like, because my mum was in labour for 24 hours and I hear about that a lot. So if something like standout happened, you'll know that. And if nothing happened, then nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. There is a little bit of an insight too, though, into their working class background. You know, you get that sense, I thought, a little bit from it.
I mean, you do. And the docs was mentioned a lot. Yeah. And actually, I would have been really interested to hear about the history of the docks in Cardiff. That's what I would have been interested in hearing. And her mother did talk about the fact that herself and her stepdad, they bought up a load of property and they used to flip the properties over and then buy more property. And I think they owned like 15 properties at one stage. And that was going from Charlotte's mother talking about leaving an abusive relationship, having no money for even food, to meeting this man and then being able to buy all these properties and then, you know, obviously making some money. But then, of course, her daughter becomes famous at 11, worldwide famous, and that's a whole other. But that wasn't really delved into either. You know,
we should give them this feedback that we just wanted a tiny bit more of the juicy bits.
Yeah, you probably want more people nearly interviewing her. Actually, in a way, to draw her out a little bit.
That's a fair point, because I went into it excited to hear about Charlotte Church, because I've always liked her.
What did she do with all the money? You know, did she invest?
Well, I think she's running a retreat.
Yeah, in wellness now. Oh, and you'll see through the episodes, she talks to them about breathing. And again, her dad puts her right back in her place. I know how to breathe. I do it every day.
Yeah.
And she was trying to bring in some meditation type stuff. But
she's
obviously gone
on some sort of a journey or whatever. But yeah, I don't know.
I have to say, though, I actually quite liked her as a presenter. It was something
what I'm saying. Really warm and really sound. And when I was listening to it, I was thinking to myself, I could be friends with Charlotte Church.
I'd definitely go for a glass of wine with her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and she's having a great time. You can tell, like, she is, like, she's really absorbing all the stories, and she knows some of it, but then others she doesn't, and she's like screaming like at the information that she's getting. So she's having a great time.
Yeah, I also got used to her laugh. That took three episodes.
I have a terrible laugh as well, and often when I hear it back in pre-records, I just think, I should never laugh on radio.
That's not true, Andrea.
Yeah,
anyway.
I don't. Anyway, listener says, I think it feels lazy to just chat to her family and friends. Could she not attract bigger names?
But are we not running out of ideas? You know what I mean? You've got Lily Allen and her best friend who've just set up a podcast as well through the BBC. And again, it's just the two of them sitting around chatting with each other, talking about who they scored when they were younger as well. Who cares? And there's a little bit of an element about that, about this for me. I don't really care.
Are you going to recommend this?
No.
Oh, right. Simple as that, right? Yeah. Go on ahead.
If someone said,
I'm kind of with you too.
Yeah. If someone said that you should listen to the podcast with the two aunts and Charlotte Church, I would go back. And again, it's the Welsh accent and the warmth.
Yeah.
That kind of keeps me listening.
Might be a bit of crack. And I also think she maybe oversold it with the title, Kicking Back with the Cardiffians. And she described it on This Morning as being the opposite to the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And I needed a bit more of that.
And also, sorry, another question. Are people from Cardiff called Cardiffians?
I think so.
They are called Cardiffians.
Okay, I wondered
so
that
it wasn't
too.
Made up after Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That's what I thought. Yeah. How many stars, Laura?
Between one and two. I'd
say one and two as well.
Yeah, I'd have gone for one and a half. I want to give it more.
I wanted to really love this.
Yeah. Are you're not going to recommend it then either, no?
Probably not. No.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. Yeah, I want to. So maybe when we get more like the next couple of episodes.
We're obviously all rooting for her.
Yeah. You know? Charlotte, well, we're talking about Charlotte Church's kicking back with the Cardiffians. My thanks to our pod squad today, News Talk's Laura Donnelly and broadcaster Ciara King. Thanks a million to you both for joining us.
Thank you.
In studio, the texter here says, if I sat and interviewed my own family, could never be published. God knows what they'd say. Yeah, I'd say the level of defamation on my own would be something wild.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.